It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life-Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Revelation, we are continuing our series in the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. We are also learning that the book of Revelation is complete with an abundance of symbolic language. But we are learning that any symbolic language still has a literal meaning. We are also learning the first law of interpretation, and that first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The word revelation in the book of Revelation means the unveiling. It's the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unveiling of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Here we see in chapter 5, once again, as in chapter 4, a picture of what's going on in heaven while the tribulation is going on in earth. This is post-rapture. The church has been raptured out from the earth and now is in heaven. John is giving a revelation and a picture on the activities in heaven and the activities on the earth. Chapter 5, the first portion as we read, speaks to the title deed that God is holding in his hand as he sits on the throne. And the question is, who is worthy to receive back the title deed of the earth? Who has the right to judge the world? Who has the right to reign on the world? As we know from Scripture that man was given dominion over the earth, over the world, back in the book of Genesis. Adam gave up this dominion when he sinned, and him and Eve have eaten the forbidden fruit. They gave their authority back over to Satan, who deceived them. For the Bible says, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So Adam gave up his authority. So even though God has given Adam dominion over the earth, Adam gave up this authority when he sinned back in the book of Genesis. And throughout the annals of time, there has been no one who's able to take back the title deed to the earth, to judge the world, to rule the world. This title deed is complete and full, written on the backside and within, and sealed with seven seals. This title deed is complete with the authority to rule the world and judge the world. It is written complete with the history of man written within and is full from start to finish, from the beginning of time to the end of time and the annals of man. And no man is worthy to open the book, to loose the seals therein. This goes back to the scripture in Psalms chapter 14, where it says the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And one of the general themes in the scriptures is that there is none worthy, no, not one, none but the Lord Jesus Christ. And John is weeping, John is sorrowful, because there is no one to open the book. And if there's no one to open the book, and without Jesus Christ to take back the title deed, and without Jesus Christ removing the curse, then this world will remain as it is, a fallen world filled with misery, filled with disease, filled with broken hearts and tears falling from the cheeks, filled with death and destruction and war and commotion and misery. Where sin prevails, where misery abounds, where sickness and death is rampant, where heartache and heartbreak is the watchword of the earth, where all of mankind has only to look forward to the things of this world. And as Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians, if we have hope in this world only, then we are of all men most miserable. And John is weeping and understanding that no man is worthy to open the book, to take back the title deed of the earth. As a result, Satan rules this world. Satan has a pseudo reignship of this world. Jesus spoke of the devil in John chapter 12 as the prince of this world. Paul spoke of the devil in Ephesians chapter 2 as the prince of the power of the air. The devil has a pseudo reign on this earth. The devil and his minions, because of Adam's disobedience, giving back authority from the garden to Satan. No one is found worthy to open the book. No one in heaven, no one in earth beneath, no one throughout the annals of time is found worthy to take back the title deed of the earth. Back to Revelation chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Here we see that there is hope in Jesus Christ. As no man is found worthy throughout the annals of time to take back the title deed of the earth, Jesus Christ is worthy. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, the second person of the divine Trinity, who came down and wrapped himself in a body and died for the sins of the world and rose from the dead. He is worthy. Worthy because he has all power in his hand. He is worthy because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is worthy because through his blood, through his shed blood on the cross, he reconciled a fallen world and fallen man back to God. And what the first Adam had lost in the garden in terms of his authority, Jesus Christ as the second Adam, as the perfect man, as the God-man, 100% man, 100% God, has taken back the authority from the devil and now has a right to the title deed of the earth. He has a right and the authority and will rule and reign after the great tribulation. and we shall reign with him on the earth. Verse number 5 continues, he is spoken of as the root of David and the line of the tribe of Judah, speaking to Isaiah chapter 11. Jesus Christ is victorious. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." Jesus Christ, when he rose from the dead, said, "All power is in my hand." Jesus Christ made a complete work on the cross, and all sin was paid for, and the curse of the earth has been removed, and all sin has been paid for. He alone lived on the earth free from sin. He alone lived on the earth and withstood all the temptations of the devil. He alone is free from sin, holy and pure, for the blood of Jesus Christ has paid the price for sin. The only thing that God would accept is perfection, and the only way to pay the price of sin and for a fallen world is that if God would shed his own perfect blood, and he did that in the person of Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ came down from heaven, wrapped himself in a body, and died for the sins of the world. As God judged the sins of man on Jesus Christ, and now we can go to him for forgiveness of sins. There is hope in Jesus Christ. These seven spirits spoken in verse number 6. Not only does it speak to the perfection of the Holy Spirit, for the number 7 is the divine number of perfection, but it is also speaking of the sevenfold Spirit of God in Isaiah chapter 11. One Spirit, but a manifestation of wonderful works from the Spirit of the Lord, of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of power, of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord, as spoken in Isaiah chapter 11. This particular Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, also has workings in us, as outlined in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The manifestations of the Spirit of God, the word of wisdom, of knowledge, of faith, of healing, of miracles, of prophecy, of discernment, of tongues, and of interpretations. Here we see the manifestations of the Spirit of God. One Spirit, one Holy Spirit, one Divine Spirit, the third person of the Divine Trinity, but in different manifestations for the glory of God, for the edification of Christ, and to fulfill the will of God upon the earth. Verse number 6 continues to teach on a lamb as it had been slain. This is Jesus Christ paying the price on the cross to redeem mankind, to remove the curse from this fallen earth, and having the right to take back the title deed of the earth. Back to Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders, the four beasts are those living creatures that give God the glory. We've learned back in chapter 4 that say holy, holy, holy continually throughout eternity. And the 24 elders are the symbolic representation of the church, the raptured church in heaven, and believers of Christ in the Old and New Testament. It says they fell down prostrate before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth." Here we see, as a result of the previous verses above, that the hope of Christ is now evident that he will take back the title deed to the earth, that there is now, as a result, celebration in heaven as the believers bow down before him in thanksgiving. It says that we have harps that we're going to play. It also says that we are going to sing a new song. These are not angels that are being described here. These are the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Angels do not sing. Angels recite in Scripture. Angels speak in Scripture. The believers in heaven sing. The believers in heaven are called redeemed in verse 9. Angels are not redeemed. Only believers are redeemed, and only believers can sing a new song. And he has redeemed us by thy blood, the blood on the cross. Jesus Christ paying the price for our sins. Individuals no longer have to work off their sin or to earn salvation. Jesus Christ has paid the price for all the sins of mankind. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He has redeemed believers throughout the world from every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. God is no respecter of persons. And in verse 10, it says, he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus Christ will come with us at the second coming of Christ to put down the nations at Armageddon and reign and rule for 1,000 years, and we shall reign with him on the earth. Back to Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Here we see, as a result of the hope in Christ to take back the title deed, once again, universal worship of God and of the Lamb. We see there's angels round about the throne, and the beasts that give God eternal praise. The elders represents, again, the believers in Christ. The number is 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Here we see that it is a finite number, but there's not enough time created to count them all. For example, this number is like the sand by the seashore, innumerable. If you were to try and count the sand by the seashore, there would be a limit to that number. There is a finite number, but the number is so huge and so gargantuan, there's not enough time created to count it all. That's how many angels there are. It's an innumerable amount of angels, a finite number, but a number that cannot be counted in the amount of time given to us. There is a finite number of stars. However, there's not enough time created to count them all because there is so many. We know there's a finite number because one-third of the angels fell from heaven. That's a finite number as a third of a whole. This number is so huge, it is beyond the creation of time to count them all. These angels are reciting God's praise and worship in verse 12. And the angels and the believers are saying praise vocally with a loud voice on power of Christ, on his wisdom, riches and strength, glory and honor and blessing. Once again, recognizing through our eternity that Jesus Christ is the only individual that's worthy to take back the title deed, to redeem fallen man, to redeem a fallen world. And as we see in verse 13, every creature which is in heaven, on the earth and under the earth, begins to give glory to God. This is speaking of creation that is yearning and groaning to be reconciled back to God. This speaks of Romans chapter 8, verse 22. For Paul said, we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. This is speaking of the birth pains that the world is going through as it is yearning and groaning to get back to that perfect state that it was created as in the book of Genesis. The world and man was not intended to be fallen. The world and man was not intended to walk in darkness and sickness and pain and death. The world was not intended to be a place of destruction and misery. It is groaning and travailing to get back to the state of perfection that the Maker has created to be. And Jesus Christ taking back the title deed to the earth is once again reconciling both man and creation back to God. And in celebration, there's universal worship of God and the Lamb. Chapter 5 is speaking that no man is worthy to take back the title deed from God and judge the world and to rule the world. Only Jesus Christ can reconcile a fallen world and fallen man back to God. Only Jesus Christ, as perfect man, as God in the flesh, is worthy to take the title deed and to rule the world and to redeem man back to God and to redeem a fallen earth back to God and to judge the world. And as a result, there's universal praise and worship by every angelic being and by all believers in heaven and by creation itself that's yearning and longing to be reconciled back to God and have a curse removed and to be reconciled back to God. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope of forgiveness, our hope of everlasting life, our hope of healing, our hope of restoration. Thank God for Jesus Christ to take back the title deed and restore a fallen world back to God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. Jesus Christ is our Restorer. Jesus Christ is worthy to take the title deed and to redeem a fallen world and fallen man back to God. This is Revelation chapter 5. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.